Let's check the finance news of the day with Scott Phillips from the Motley Fool, fool.com.au. Good evening, Scott. How do the markets finish up this week, mate?
Look, good evening. What a big news day, and you've covered it beautifully. Mate, the markets actually had a tough day today. The ASX fell just on 1%, and that meant it was down 0.8% for the week. We had our nose in front yesterday afternoon, but today's fall, unfortunately, took all that away, and we're down the best part of 1%. What's interesting for many of your listeners is if you own tech stocks, they are really being taken to the woodshed at the moment. The concerns about interest rates and inflation, primarily in the US, you're seeing their market fall meaningfully. And some of those big blue chip kind of tech stocks are really suffering, even the small ones as well. There is some real concern about what inflation and rates will do to those businesses. And so the Australian tech sector is also falling basically in line with that. And so the market down pretty much bang on 1% today.
All right, just some news through the week on home loans. Total value of home loans, seasonally adjusted terms, grew by 6.3% in November 2021. Goodness gracious me, it never seems to stop.
It's incredible, isn't it? You really do think about, you know, the kind of, and that's 1 month, as you say. You kind of add the other months of the year to date to that point, so the first 10 months of last year. It is a remarkable story. 2021 house prices went through the roof. We have to put an asterisk on this one, though, Luke, because we know, of course, what happened after the month of November. So we're seeing a lot of data. We saw some retail sales data this week, which was also up. We saw house prices and home loan data up as well. We don't yet know what the last couple of weeks of December did to that month. And, of course, we also know, I think we talked about a couple of weeks ago, the first week of January, must have been last week, the first week of January, retail sales were down 39%. And so there's so much going on. So, yeah, look, good numbers in terms of economic activity. Tough numbers if you're looking to buy a house, but a really big asterisk on that one because we just don't know what came next. And we know what happened in the economy and certainly in society. So what happened to that housing data after that is going to be keenly watched this time next month.
Right. How do we address housing affordability, mate? Is it even possible to do that?
And this is the challenge, right? Because it's political as much as it is economic and financial and all that kind of stuff. It's anyone's guess. Like, honestly, it really does come down to what the politicians are prepared to do. If it was me, I'd grandfather a whole lot of stuff. Don't let anyone be worse off. They've already got their home loans, their investment properties and whatever. But kids just can't get into the market right now. I've got a 26-year-old and a 9-year-old and... you know, the 26-year-old can't get into the market. The 9-year-old, goodness knows what's going to happen in 10 years' time. So we've got to find a way to get through this one. Combination of supply and demand, I think. Potentially tax breaks for investors. But again, probably grandfathering those things so people aren't, you know, have the rug pulled out from under them. But yeah, you're dead right, mate. It's not getting any cheaper. And because house prices are increasing faster than wages, that's unsustainable. You just literally, you know, the longer you save, the further and further away houses are getting rather than the other way around.
Yeah, 100%. Scott, I've got to leave you there, mate. John's back in the chair next week. Can I thank you for being with us over summer? I've really enjoyed talking to you.
As have I, Luke. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, mate.
Good on you, mate. Scott Phillips from The Motley Fool, fool.com.au. Back after this.